Good afternoon, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison broadcasting for Roadmap for Seekers with LaManda Brown today. She's an amazing angel intuitive rainbow light healer, yoga teacher, life and spiritual coach. She lives in New Zealand at this time, and she's joining us live here. Good morning, LaManda.
Good morning, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Early morning for me. I got up probably about 3 a.m. We've had a very stormy night, so it was quite difficult to stay asleep because of all the wind and the rain on the tin roof of the house. So I've been up for a long time.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm really excited about having you as our guest today. Can you tell the listeners how you got started in this type of work and, you know, how it's affected you, how you've been involved with some type of mystical work ever since you were a small child in regards to fairies and things like that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on the show, Rhonda. I really appreciate the opportunity. So thanks for that. From a young age, I was kind of always the odd one in the family, where I kind of would see things, and I was very interested in kind of the unknown and unexplained things. My parents were not at all into kind of anything spiritual or even religious, but I just felt fascinated by psychic phenomena, UFOs, fairies and angels, and I just felt drawn to that. And just through my life, starting from a very young age, I had a sense that there was something more than kind of the material plane. I felt that there was something pulling me in a direction, just as a seeker in a way, and I kind of was always very much like an adventurer. And I wanted to explore the world from a very young age. And I started travelling in my early 20s and kind of fell into going over to the Far East and discovering kind of their mystical and spiritual traditions. I'm very fascinated by their cultures and how they were very kind of into their own spirit, and that led me to India, and I was very drawn to yoga, and it was interesting because yoga for me, it kind of gave me something that I felt I was missing. I found an inner peace when I did yoga, and it drew me into that I connected to my spirit. Then, you know, once I started yoga, I felt that there was the thing that I felt was missing, I'd connected to, and that kind of really put me on my spiritual path. So I obviously continued with that through traveling, you know, experiencing yoga, and I trained to be a yoga teacher because I wanted to understand the traditions and, you know, understand where it came from and briefly experience any aspects of yoga that's not happened to me. So that was my beginning in a way where I connected to the spirit. And it wasn't until I emigrated from the UK and I came to New Zealand.
I hate to interrupt. Are you moving just a little bit?
No.
It faded in and out. Oh, there. Now it's more solid.
Okay,
so we're good.
It might be my microphone on my computer, so I'll check on that in a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
So I emigrated and I came to New Zealand to start a new life with my partner, and I kind of stepped on to teaching yoga here. During that time, I got quite sick, and I kind of almost went through almost like a dark night of the soul. It was like, I think it was a loss from leaving behind my life in the UK. And I connected with a lady through the massage, and she gave me an angel card reading. And that was the thing that really then connected me to the angels in a real full sense. I'd always been interested in them, but I'd never really tuned into them in such where I could hear their messages and things, and she kind of set me off on that path. And the message was absolutely unbelievable. It was kind of spot on everything that was going on in my life. So I was so fascinated, I went out and bought my own set of cards and started using them for myself and tuning in to them and really did connect with them. And since then, my life changed quite a lot. I was totally guided by the angels. I would listen to the guidance of the connection, and I really have feel like I've evolved in my own spiritual world. And so that was like the very short version of how I got into it. It was all meant to be, and I think I came to New Zealand for that. It was interesting. I didn't know I was going to live in New Zealand, but again, life gave me events that pushed me over to New Zealand.
Well, that's very interesting how you came into working with them. It's kind of like how I started working with my psychic side was after I got ill. What is the work you do with the angels?
So at the moment, I've kind of got my own work where I'm providing reading to people. So I do like angel readings, and I use the cards, and I can also tune in intuitively without cards and get messages to people. I use Doreen Virtue's cards mostly because I was drawn to train Doreen again not long after I came to New Zealand, and it was her pack of cards that I bought. I connected with her on a course in Australia, and I felt very connected to all her light and energy and love. It felt very safe, and I love using her cards. So I use the cards, and I do healing as well. So I connect with the archangels and Archangel Raphael, and bring down what I call it, like the rainbow light healing, which is angelic light healing, and I can help people heal things in what I'm a channeler. I don't do it. The angels do it, but you know, to bring healing down into people's lives. And also, I kind of, after, you know, I started working with the angels, I kind of really connected to the archangels. They're like my guardian angels. And I had a connection with Archangel Raphael, and he gave me kind of an almost like, it felt like an initiation. He gave me a way of being able to see what reading. Well, I call them rainbow light soul readings, where I see the light coming through the soul and I can pick up the qualities and the messages that the soul brings from the soul for their lifetime right now. So different things like the soul powers, the gifts and the qualities that somebody has in their soul that wants to come out into this life. So that's been fascinating with me. New for me. And since doing those soul readings, I also put in a position where I was giving soul readings to people, and they were saying to me, "It's all very well if you're telling me all this stuff about me, but I don't know what to do, and I don't know how I'm meant to step onto my soul." So then I was guided to stepping into a path of coaching to help people do it. So I kind of bring the angels in for healing, reading, and coaching, really. So they're part of my life in every aspect, but I use them wherever I need to.
That's really interesting how you got started and how you're continuing the work. Can you tell us a bit more about the archangels?
Yes. Well, the archangels, they're like a light beings, you know, of a different dimension to this reality, and they have a very, very close connection to God or the universal life force, whichever you would like to call it. They are seen as the chief messengers of God. So they are the ones that sit very, very close, and they can pass messages from God onto us, and we can then use them as intermediaries to pass messages back and ask for prayers and help. They're really, really powerful celestial beings that each one of them has a specific quality that helps us tonight. So, you know, which is a kind of a direct reflection of the body. So we can call upon the archangels for help, a particular archangel for specific issues we may be facing, and that, you know, they've got like that balance within them to, you know, help us. So, for instance, like Archangel Michael is the archangel that is seen. His name actually means like God, and he brings that real protection and ability. So if you feel where, you know, feeling a bit unsafe and insecure, we can call it an archangel to come down and make us feel more sure and protection. He's also the archangel that is very, very powerful. He has a lot of like that courageous energy around him. So if we're wanting to do something and we need more courage, we can force him to give us some of his courage to help himself. So he is an amazing archangel that I think that, you know, people are amazing, always things many things help. You know, just overcome any issues that you may be facing. He's a real supportive archangel that, you know, he can just hold your hand, you know, whatever issue you're facing, he can hold your hand and lead you through. And very much in a way that he can help you overcome any fears, personal fears, or fears that, you know, that you're dealing with people. That's the kind of quality that he has. And they all kind of specialize in their own quality. But they're actually, I see them as their aspects as well. So they're not actually separate, you know. They're very, very close, and it's like they just kind of almost broken up a little bit to become an angel. And, you know, then they can connect with us. We can connect with them easier than we can directly through God. So, and I feel they're like my personal guardian angels. I always feel the affinity for them. I sense around me, and I see their light. I see kind of colours, like light, and I find, oh, there's Archangel Michael, or that's Archangel Raphael. Another archangel, the rainbow light, and that's where I've had that affinity with rainbows all my life. So I felt that Archangel Raphael has been very, very close to me. So, you know, that's how, you know, they're all. So I work with them for healing. So I work with them for healing down their own specific healing issue anybody may be facing. And very connected with them from the outside at the moment. But it's all they need to do, it's all they need to do. Anything really that I need help with, always connected to them.
Can you let my listeners know how to contact you and get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. So at the moment, I've got my own website, which is www.angelreadings.co.nz, and I also have a Facebook page where I do a daily angel card reading, and I post a daily affirmation and anything else that may come through, and that's called Angel Reading NZ. So it's a fairly simple name to contact me for the angel work. I also have a Rainbow Light Healing group, which is called Rainbow Light Healing, which is a group that I set up for sometimes I do for mini healing events there when it's a private group, so nobody can come in and see what we're up to. It keeps it well protected. We can get spammed and people can join that, and other healers from all around the world are there, and they often host healing work and events and things like that. So everyone's welcome to join that whenever if they want to.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You also do soul readings for people. Can you tell us a bit more about that and how they came about?
Yeah, sure. It was interesting for the soul readings and the connection. It was a connection with Archangel Raziel. On 21st of December 2012, I actually got married. And I got married in a very spiritual place right on top of New Zealand called Spirit Bay. And it was a place where, in the Maori tradition, where the departed soul leaves the earth, go on to where they're going to the next dimension. And it was a very magical day. It was obviously the 21-12 was the day the world supposedly was meant to end. It was kind of the end of the Mayan calendar, and that kind of, it had that kind of air of mystical things occurring around it. And the wedding was beautiful. It was a very lovely wedding. There were a few friends there, but there was a special energy around the wedding. And it was after that day, I think it was in the evening, I slept, and I kept connecting to Archangel Raziel, who wanted to tell me some things about the life of the soul. And I, well, you know, this is my wedding night, and can you wait? And he said, no, I can't tell you about these life. And I then went through about, so I agreed. I said, okay, well, in small bits. And I kind of had a 3-month download of information about the different soul rays that people can hold in their soul. It was a different kind of light. And it was a rainbow light. And shown that when the soul incarnated, there were 4 rays that were the rays of all that person's good lifetime. And then we all carry rays, these were the dominant rays, and within the rays there was kind of information which I saw as like geometric pattern of colour that showed like the positive quality of the light that ray that soul wanted to bring out to this life. And I was absolutely blown away by this. I've never really encountered anything like this before, and I was kind of on this kind of frantic batting this information down and had it meant, and it was kind of a crazy coincidence. I thought I was going mad a little bit and felt this interesting information I was imagining it all and taking it up. And then I kind of put it together. He connected to me again, and he kind of gained three different
Amanda.
Yes.
Do you have the radio show on where you can hear it?
No.
I'm getting a lot of... Oh, okay. I keep getting feedback and then you fade in and out really bad. Can you double check your microphone? Because I feel like
yes.
This is really important information and I'm not able to...
You can't hear
get
me.
It all. It sounds like... Well, I can hear you, and then it fades out or something. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you're moving away from the computer a little bit or something like that. But
how
can we start over with – that's much better. So can we start over with what you were just talking about in regards to the soul work and your beautiful wedding in this magical place that you had it and the – 1, 2, 3 of all that, because it was breaking up and kind of mold.
Should I start from the beginning?
Can start with what is the work you do with angels, and then we'll talk about the archangels and then go to the soul readings.
Oh, okay. So you didn't really get anything from the beginning, so we'll start.
I can't tell yet. Until I play it back, but it has been fading in and out, and I thought we had it more solid, but I just feel like it really needs to be clear so that everyone can hear, and it may be clear once I get to play it back, but I can't hear you well enough to follow what. If we can just talk about the work you do with the angels and then follow it up with the archangels. Yeah.
Okay. So the work I do with the angels, so I basically I give angel readings to people, and I use cards and messages I can hear.
I think what we're going to have to do, Lamanda, is have you hang up and call back in, and I'm going to go to break. Listeners,
okay.
We're going to take a break for a minute so that we can get a clearer connection so that you can be able to hear better. And if you want to call in at 1-347-838-9142, please call in to have a reading done, and we'll get this mic situation fixed so that you can hear things a little better. And and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
So, Lamanda, go on ahead and call me back, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, Lamanda.
Hello. How is that?
That seems to be better. Let's just see how we go. We do have callers calling in for readings as well. So let's start with, the type of work you do with angels and archangels, and then we'll go to the soul work, and then we'll start taking callers, okay?
Okay. Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
That's fine. So a few technical difficulties.
which isn't unusual when you work for me.
I'm having a problem again.
Okay.
Now you sound echoey.
I haven't got the radio on. Let me just
okay.
Move the computer away a bit. Maybe I'm too near now. So I moved it nearer. So how is that?
Okay. It seems to be better.
Okay. So the angel work I do,
Lamanda, I'm not hearing anything now. Let's try again calling in and calling back in. All right, thank you. So, listeners, we're just having a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll be getting back to the show in just a moment. Sorry for the problems we're having with being able to hear things. This happens sometimes with doing live radio, so please be patient with us for a few minutes. And she's an amazing angel reader. She does amazing readings. Just give us a few minutes to get everything back in conjunction.
Okay. So, we're back online?
Yes, we are. We're back online, and we'll just pray the angels that they make this clear so that we can all be able to hear this amazing information you have. So we just cast that before them and ask them to help us with that.
Okay, so I'm going to just pray for them now give us a clear... Please help us. I'm going to call upon Archangel Michael because he is the archangel that helps any mechanical force. And we're having a little bit of a mechanical issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. It's still doing the same thing. I'm just praying that it's all showing up on the listeners' end where they can hear it better. You know, we're just kind of going ahead and talk about the archangels since we've started talking about Michael and how powerful he is and how Raphael and Raziel and them all work in the divine and help us to manage to move forward in this time of change.
That's right, yeah. These angels, the archangels, are the chief messengers of God. They sit very, very close to God. And they are aspects of God. And they're here to help humanity, and they're here to help us in our lives and spiritual evolution. And they are, the kind of whatever issue we may have in our
Lamanda?
Yeah.
We're still having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Now I can hear you solid, but I don't know what keeps making that happen.
Okay. So can you hear me now?
I mean, yeah, I can. So, we can just... Okay, so let me just bring in the caller and we can do a reading and we'll see where we're at after that, okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Good morning, listener. You're on the air. You have a question for Lamanda.
Good morning. Hi, Lamanda. Lamanda, I have a question. The question is, do you think it would be for my highest good if I accept a lump sum from the company? They're offering a lump sum from pension plan, or you can leave it the way it is, monthly annuities. I was trying to figure out, would it be for my highest good to accept the lump sum or just let it stay the way that it is?
But let me just repeat that so that I've heard it properly. So you're working for a company, and they've offered you...
Yeah, a company that I work for and I receive a pension from. They are offering a lump sum, or you can let it stay the way that it is. So I was wanting to know, would it be for my highest good if I accept it or just leave the way it is?
Oh, okay, so if you get the lump sum, you get that and you don't get any.
Once I receive the lump sum, I would not receive anything else. That's correct.
Okay. Let me just check in for you. One second.
Thank you.
They're bringing me. Pardon
me?
They're bringing me a message to ask you to leave them.
I don't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now, yes.
Okay. The angels are asking you to do some more research in regards to whether you should take the lump sum or not. In regards to the future.
You're fading away.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now, yes.
Okay. So the angels are asking you, they're saying that you need to do some more research.
Do more research.
Research into the area around when you take the lump sum or not.
You fade away.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, but you start out clear, then you fade away. I don't know if your mouth is not at the speaker mic or what.
Okay, so the angels are asking you to do some more research into... They're telling me it's like a violation.
They're telling you what?
For you to do more research.
Okay.
We're hearing that part, Lamanda, but when you go into further part of it, then we're losing you. So you may need to be closer to your mic and to speak louder.
Okay. So can you hear me now?
I hear you, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the angels are asking you to do some more research into your financial security for the future.
you need to work out what you need. Say,
you're fading again, Lamanda.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's interesting because they're not giving you a yes or a no.
They're not giving me what?
They're not giving you a yes or a no.
They're not giving me a yes right now. Okay.
No, they're not. So.
Well, okay. I was, because I don't have 2 weeks before the deadline, and I got to make up my mind, and I was just kind of back and forth, like, da da da. But
They're not saying yes to it.
They're not saying
they
yes, and they're not.
No,
okay.
They're not. So
they're just okay. I don't know what research more I could do because I went for a meeting, a group meeting, and they explained that the reason being is that the company is going to be selling out to another company in time, and that's why they're offering it. So I thought, wow, would that run? But
so one of the things Lamanda was trying to tell you was is that you need to look at how far that money will get you with what financial responsibilities you have, and if that's a better idea or if it's better to have the security of the monthly pension, you know, that you know now and you can count on it and do.
Yeah, well, I know that it'll be coming, yes, and as opposed to the lump sum and money, it's like people.
Exactly.
And you might start dipping in it.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you dip in it in a couple of years, you may be going, oh man, that hurt.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm seeing. So,
okay, well, I got that message. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's pretty much I've thought of all of that. Yes.
And then I do have some other guests coming, too, in, you know, at a later time that may be able to give you a different look at it through numerology. You might check with Craig Wright.
Fantastic. That's today?
Google his name. No, you can just Google his name, but I will be having him later in the month. But what I'm thinking is you could Google his name, Craig Wright, CraigWright, or just get a hold of Lamanda on Facebook so that you can go back and forth and not have the disruption with the electronics.
Okay, you said he is a numerologist, Craig.
He's a numerologist, and you can find him on Google.
And
that might give you
a little clearer
idea.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
You're so right. A numerology and astrology would look in and see what's going on with my what's going on with my
chart. Your chart and with where you're at and give you another aspect of it so that you can see if you can handle getting the lump sum and being able to negotiate that money out or if you need to depend on what you're getting at.
Thanks for that suggestion. Thank you.
You're
so
very
kind.
Welcome.
Thank you, Amanda.
And push follow so that you can follow my shows and you can see how many times are I do shows twice a week, Roadmap for Seekers and Searchers Roadmap, and I usually bring in shamans or angel readers or numerologists in that can do readings and help you, you know, move forward in your best place in your life.
Yes. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
You're so very welcome.
Okay,
and then
have
get
a great
with
day.
And on Facebook. Uh-huh. So,
I
Lamanda.
Oh,
okay,
I
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was more, but she couldn't hear me, so it was difficult.
Yeah.
And
I was trying to interpret what was probably being said, and it was like, you know, I think we got the message that, you know, she needs to do more research and really look at can she handle that lump sum to get her anywhere, you know.
Yes, I was seeing that they wasn't giving me a yes that she should just put the lump sum. There was something that she needed. They wanted me to ask her also
check out the Amazon.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't getting a very bright picture about it. So she needed to do some work.
Yeah. And so when you do your soul readings, can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the soul, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm hearing you pretty good. It's still wanting to fade in and out a little bit, but
so,
or what we could do, Lamanda, is reschedule, and
yeah.
We can work on this microphone issue so that you have a headset with a mic or something like that, because it sounds like your computer, like, is getting information and maybe it's lagging a little bit. So,
and it's
listeners,
very, very
we're going to... Yeah, we're going to cut this session short on this Roadmap for Seekers today so that Lamanda can come back and really be able to be heard and to get her message out. She works with Doreen Virtue. She's been taught by Doreen Virtue in Angel Intuitive course. She's amazing. Get a hold of her on Facebook where she can text you back and forth and you can be able to connect that way. Give all the listeners your contact information again, Lamanda.
So you can reach me on Facebook on the Angel Readings NZ page. So it's just Angel Readings NZ.
Yeah, Lamanda, I've lost you again.
Okay. So
see, and then when you say okay, then you're there. I don't get it. But I'm going to read the listeners. She can be reached at www.angelreadings.co.nz or via Facebook at Angel Readings NZ. And she also has Happiness Now Project on Facebook. And Rainbow Light Healing for healers who want to be able to interact with other healers around the world who are so that they can share their message and see the commonalities of what's going on in the world. I really feel that I think something's messing with us so that we can't get this message out today, but let's look at another date. I'll talk to you after the show and we'll go on ahead and do something like that where we can get you back in and we can have, different guests come in and get a reading. And then that way we'll get all of it down for them.
Yeah. Okay, Rhonda.
All right.
Yeah. It's
okay,
very, very cool. Here, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that could be part of it, is that it's stormy there and it's just not wanting to relax a little bit. But we'll bring her back in October. We'll look at the dates, and I think I have an opening on, well, I have all Thursdays open in October right now. So we'll pick a date. We'll have you back on. And if nothing else, we'll have you on a Friday. I think the third week I have an opening there in October. So I will talk to you soon. And listeners, I'm sorry that we're having such technical difficulties, but we'll be bringing Lamanda back because she is amazing and she has a lot of information that people need. And, so just keep tuning in. Push the follow button. You can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com, or you can reach me, Rhonda Harrison, online at Facebook. And Ceremony and Healings for the Individual in the Land is another page that I run, and Shawls of Love and Hugs. So please get a hold of Lamanda or I, and we'll reach back out to you and be able to help you move forward in what's best for your life at this time. And with that, we'll close for this today. And I really appreciate everyone bearing with us. We'll be getting back to the show tomorrow. I have Edie Stone, who's a Celtic and Peruvian shaman. So look forward to hearing from all of you and seeing you soon. Thank you very much.